Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. There hasn't been much good news coming out of Zimbabwe lately, and so it was a real joy to publish an uplifting and inspiring story about a couple from Zim who so beautifully illustrate that with God, all things are possible. Lucia Gunguo was abandoned, despised, and abused as a child in rural Zimbabwe, but she gave her life to Jesus at 13, and God told her that one day she would help children from bad backgrounds. Tatenda Gunguo also came to Christ while at school and later sensed a call to care for orphans and the despised and rejected. They married in 1996 and together have planted over 585 churches, raised more than 2,000 orphans, and pioneered many other amazing projects to meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of the people they are called to serve. Asked what advice he had for believers who carry big God dreams, he said, "Stay humble and teachable, love people unconditionally." We also posted a video and a timely message from War Piper for Jesus and one of the leaders of Mighty Men Western Cape, Piper James McGowan, in which he calls on men everywhere to stand firm. Dressed for battle, the War Piper pulls no punches in making his heart cry of encouragement and warning for men to wake up, to stand up for Jesus and their families, to stand united in the army of Christ in these times, no matter what the cost. Watch it. Other headlines include: Moral Call Group engages ANC leadership on rampant COVID-19 corruption. Women, let's be the change we wish to see in the world, Vivian Solomons. Bill tramples on state marriage officers' rights, opposes Concord's intentions, Steve Swart. Explosive reckoning for Beirut, blast leaves opportunities and new fears for Christian community. And I will not be intimidated into hiding my faith, former Finnish minister. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.